Good afternoon. After flying through the night and having heavy lunch, becoming difficult to make a good speech, I'll try my best. Mr. Tony, the key chairman of the Aviation Club UK, distinguished members of the club, representatives of our partner companies, invited guests, ladies and gentlemen, once again, I would like to say good afternoon to you. I stand before you today as the CEO of Delta Airlines Group, proud and honored to share the remarkable success story of our airline over the past 77 years. I know several of you know a lot about Delta Airlines, so if I am telling you what already you know, please bear on me. First, I would like to sincerely express my appreciation to the Aviation Club UK for organizing this big event and giving me the opportunity to speak about my beloved airline. Ethiopia Airlines had a humble start in Ethiopia before 8 decades. We began operation with 5 war surplus C-47 aircraft back in 1946, and we made our first flight to Cairo, Egypt. Ever since the start of our operation, we have been growing steadily against all odds, even though we faced critical challenges at different times. Ethiopian Airlines is now among the fastest growing airline brands globally, and the largest and leading aviation group in Africa, operating over 140 modern aircraft, 235 international passenger and cargo destinations across 5 continents, including 63 cities in West Africa, having the largest network in Africa. We also serve 67 dedicated cargo destinations using a cargo fleet of 16 freighter aircraft, while our domestic reach has exceeded 22 aspirant airports in Ethiopia. Ethiopian Airlines and my personal life are closely attached, as Mr. Tony expressed during the introduction. I began my 40-year career at Ethiopian in 1984 as an associate avionics engineer. Progressed through the ladder, served in different executive management positions since 1999, and was appointed as group CEO in March 2022. It has always been a privilege working for Ethiopian Airlines alongside my current colleagues and my predecessors who have contributed their share to the success of the airline. For me, Ethiopian is my home, my lifetime career. I never worked anywhere, and the employees are my family members. Ladies and gentlemen, it was back in 1973 that Ethiopia first commenced its service with 2 weekly flights from the Africa's diplomatic capital, Addis Ababa, to the Global Financial and Cultural Center, London, using the legendary Boeing 720 jet aircraft with only first class and economy class services. How many of you have seen the Boeing 720 aircraft? Only a few people. I had the chance to see it, to fly on it when I started my career in Ethiopian Airlines. Now it doesn't exist. And surprisingly, today most airlines operate aircraft configuration with business class and economy class, which is the standard. And those airlines who operate first class, they have three classes. But at that time, the aircraft was configured with first class and economy class. The concept of business class came later. With 50 years of successful and continuous services, the United Kingdom has now become one of the biggest markets for Ethiopian Airlines, operating daily flights to from London Heathrow Airport and five times a week flights to from Manchester with our modern fleet of new Airbus A350 aircraft. 2 weeks ago, we launched flights to London Gatwick, our third gateway to the United Kingdom. As a pioneer in African aviation, Ethiopia has been connecting the United Kingdom with the whole of Africa using Addis Ababa as a gateway for 5 decades now. Ethiopian, usually when I say Ethiopian, it means Ethiopian Airlines. Ethiopia not only connects the United Kingdom with the African continent, but also with Asia, Middle East, Latin America, like Buenos Aires and Sao Paulo. Many passengers from the UK travel to these destinations on our flight using Addis Ababa as a gateway. Alongside our passenger flights, Ethiopian Airlines freighter services are also a vital aspect to the economic and investment ties of the United Kingdom and African countries. We offer a reliable cargo service using our state-of-the-art modern cargo facility in Addis Ababa. We have the largest modern cargo facility in Addis Ababa compared to other locations in Africa. This facility offers a global standard service specifically catered for dry, perishable, and pharmaceutical shipments, providing a temperature controlled environment. Its capacity is 1 million tons of cargo per year. In an industry as dynamic and challenging as aviation, success is not merely a destination, but a continuous journey of adaptation and innovation. Over the past few years, Ethiopian Airlines has navigated through a period of strong turbulence, but seized opportunities and emerged as a beacon of excellence in the aviation world. Our agility and resilience have successfully carried us through the toughest time of the aviation industry, which is the era of COVID-19 pandemic. We were among the very few airlines in the world that had managed to withstand the pandemic's devastating effects. When all countries closed their borders in March 2020, and passenger operation almost stopped, we quickly identified a new opportunity in cargo operation for transport of medical supplies, and humanitarian goods. We then immediately refocused all our resources, aircraft, manpower, facility, focused all our resources towards cargo operation around the world that enabled us to generate enough revenue to keep going profitably, while most airlines grounded their fleet and had to lay off a good portion of their employees. We never stopped the flying during the COVID period, and even though our revenue declined, we never reported loss. All these were profitable for us. We had to temporarily convert up to 25 wide-body passenger aircraft into cargo by removing the seats to boost our light cargo carrying capacity. We were the first airline in the world to use the new A350 airplanes for cargo operation. And Mr. Hadi from Airbus is here, he's aligned with us. And in recognition of that, we have received an award from Airbus for our creativity. We also retain all our employees with full salary throughout this difficult time, which enabled us to recover faster than the rest of the industry when COVID is over. One key factor that has propelled our success is our unwavering commitment to safety. We recognize that the trust of our passengers is paramount, and we have invested significantly in cutting-edge technology, rigorous training programs, and a culture of safety that permeates every level of our organization. The relentless pursuit of innovation and creativity in our operational processes have been the driving forces behind our achievements. Whether it is adapting the latest advancements in aircraft technology, implementing efficient operational processes, or enhancing our customer experience through digital initiatives, Ethiopian Airlines has always strived to stay at the forefront of the industry. Collaboration has been another cornerstone of our success. In an interconnected world, partnerships are essential. We have forged strategic alliances with industry partners, worked closely with regulatory bodies, and engaged in meaningful collaborations that have expanded our reach and elevated our services to new heights. The three partner airlines that we have set up within Africa are the result of this effort. During the last 50 years, we have worked very closely with the UK aviation industry, taking a good share of the economic ties between the United Kingdom and Ethiopia. During the last 11 years, the UK banks gave us a loan of over $1.3 billion to finance our fleet acquisition projects. The lion's share came from JP Morgan. We always paid our debts on time and maintained our creditworthiness for our partners. Even during the COVID period, we never stopped paying our debts. The UK Export Finance has always supported Ethiopian Airlines by giving guarantee for the loans we needed for aircraft financing. We have partnered with over 100 UK-based companies to procure aviation goods and services from the UK. The average business transaction has been over $150 million per year, excluding purchase of aircraft from Airbus, you know, the Wing, and other parts are manufactured here. This figure doesn't include that. And also purchase of engines from Rolls-Royce. The London Insurance underwriters always took the lead in providing the required aviation insurance service to Ethiopian Airlines. The UK airports have cooperated with us for the necessary slots. In summary, the UK-based aviation companies have made a pivotal role in the growth and success of Ethiopian Airlines. We would like to nurture this cooperation and partnership to a higher level. Let me express my gratitude to all of you who are here and who are not, who have supported us in our journey of success. Our success story is also deeply intertwined with our commitment to sustainability. As a responsible global citizen, we have taken significant steps to reduce our environmental footprint investing in fuel-efficient aircraft, exploring alternative energy sources, and adopting eco-friendly practices throughout our operations. The deal we reached with Boeing and Airbus recently at Dubai Air Show for the purchase of 84 ultra-modern airplanes with reduced carbon footprint demonstrators to recognize environmentally conscious decisions. I must also acknowledge the dedication of our employees. Their passion, professionalism, and resilience have been the beating heart of Ethiopian Airlines. In the face of challenges, they have risen to the occasion, demonstrating the spirit of teamwork, commitment, and excellence that defines our business. Looking ahead, we remain committed to charting new horizons, embracing innovation, and maintaining the highest standards of safety and customer service. The future of Ethiopian Airlines is filled with promise, and we are excited to continue our journey of success with our partners. At Ethiopian Airlines, all employees have a shared vision of making Ethiopian one of the leading airlines in the world by 2035. To realize this vision, we are pursuing a fast, profitable, and sustainable growth strategy. We are continuously investing on five pillars underpinning this corporate strategy. Fleet modernization, which we are doing continuously. Infrastructure development. We are investing a lot of money every year to expand our infrastructure. This differentiates us from the other airlines. We are building airports in Ethiopia. We are expanding our cargo terminal. We are investing a lot in our MRO capabilities. And we are investing a lot in our aviation academy. So we are focused in investing in a lot of infrastructure projects. Human capital development, a very important pillar for us. Systems, including information technology and sustainability, which has become an important focus area. This strategy has worked for us during the last 18 years, and we have no doubt it will take us where we want to be in the future. Especially our employees are always our greatest and indispensable assets. Their hard work, commitment, professionalism, and loyalty to Ethiopian are the strengths that make the airline distinct from any other airline. This has been demonstrated during the COVID period in which all our crew, pilots and cabin crew, volunteered to fly around the world, and the rest of our employees decided to stay at work to ensure the survival of their company, while employees of many airlines stayed at home, or airlines were busy downsizing their companies. This is an astonishing commitment from our employees. As you know, the future is unpredictable and best described by the VUCA framework. I hope you know about this. The business environment is volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous. Then the question is, how can airlines plan for and survive in this fast-changing business environment? We believe only those airlines that have developed their internal capacity and competency for resilience and agility can continue adapting to the ever-changing business environment and thrive. In closing, let me express my sincere gratitude to everyone who have contributed to our achievements over the past years. We highly value the incredible support of the British government and the role of our stakeholders in our excellence. Our partners assure you that Japan Airlines is a trusted and promising partner. Let us continue working together for our mutual success. I wish you a wonderful afternoon. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you very much. Powerhouse of Africa, actually, you're thinking Ethiopia is a big international airline, but it's 100 million population, and as someone says, 22 domestic airports. We should probably transfer the Ethiopian Transport Minister to the UK to build a few more airports around the world. Would advise some questions. I'm very happy to take any questions from the floor that anyone might have.
Thank you. A very interesting question, which many ask every day. It's very sad and unfortunate that most of the aviation industry in Africa is still lagging far, far behind the industry. Those airlines who were big enough, growing, have gone backwards. In my opinion, I can tell you why it is happening. Different people can give different reasons and different priorities, but for me, number one, lack of leadership. In Africa, many airlines don't have competent leaders. If I compare that with Ethiopian Airlines, at Ethiopian Airlines, there is no government interference. In many government-owned airlines, there is a lot of government interference. The government asks airlines to fly where the government wants. They ask them to buy airplanes without feasibility studies, or the aircraft model the government wanted. The government asks them to hire people which are not competent to meet their life. So government interference and lack of leadership is one major category that most airlines suffer. Ethiopia, even though it is fully owned by the Ethiopian government, throughout its history, it has always run as a separate business company without no government interference. The government role is to appoint the board and the CEO. Then the CEO will decide put people to be a member of the executive team. It stops there. And the leadership is free, has authority to make decisions, and has the accountability to deliver on the plan. That's what happened in many African countries. The second is the business environment is not conducive. What I mean is we don't have enough infrastructure at the airports. We don't have enough MROs. We don't have enough training institutions. Even though Africa has a lot of young people, we don't have enough training institutions. And governments are imposing different types of taxes which do not exist outside Africa. We fly to 135 cities. Internationally, 63 are in Africa, except one country outside Africa, we don't have any problem related to tax. We don't have any problem related to the issue of hard currency. Hard currency is important to buy space. I'm sure many of you who work with African airlines know how much airlines are struggling to buy parts to pay their payment. So excessive tax, high fuel cost, monopoly ground handling services, poor infrastructure, all this together make the business environment very difficult for African airlines to grow and succeed. In my opinion, these two are the major one. I have aggregated the one, government interference. Number two, lack of leadership. Airline business has a very, very small margin. I'm sure many of you know that prior to COVID, the margin was between 2% and 5%, no more. When things go wrong, it is easier to lose money. That is the nature of the business. And disciplined leadership is very important. You have to control your costs. In many airlines, they are extravagant. They spend money. And lack of transparency in the governance structure is killing airlines in Africa. So African problems are complex for airlines. In Italy, we are very, very cost conscious. Probably some of you know us how much we negotiate. Mr. Because unless you control your costs, you cannot make profit. Then you cannot grow. Another point I have to mention is that as part of lack of leadership, how many airlines have long-term strategy in Africa? I very much doubt. Probably none. If I tell you about Ethiopian Airlines, we, since 2010, we have 15 years strategy. A strategic roadmap that tells us where to go, in which direction. And that enables us to plan in advance about investment decisions for infrastructure, for fleet. The delivery of the airplanes that we ordered in Dubai Air Show recently is between 2026 and 2030. 2030 is 7 years from now. Unless I have a long-term strategy, it's difficult to place orders for airplanes that will be delivered in the future. So lack of vision is part of the problem in African airlines. And leadership stability. In many African airlines, you see the CEO is changing more frequently. Leadership stability is very important. And Ethiopian Airlines was blessed that there was an opportunity to have leaders leading the airline for long years. My predecessor, many of you may know, Mr. Donner, has been the CEO for 10 plus years. This provides leadership stability, strategic stability for the airline. So, even though in a fragmented way, I hope I have explained the problem. Thank you.
Sharing the history of Ethiopia is something that I've been following for quite a long time now. past, Ethiopian strategy has been to set up joint venture airlines in other countries within Africa. I'm wondering what the future is at the moment for Ethiopian Mozambique Airlines, and also if you're able to share any further details about new projects that you're looking to set up in Ethiopia. I know that Ethiopian Mozambique is suspended at the moment. Thank you.
A good question. Thank you. Part of our Vision 2035 strategy is to develop the African air transport industry by establishing hubs at selected strategic locations within Africa in partnership with other entities, governments or investors. As part of this strategy, we set up an airline in Togo in 2010. It's called ASCA. Those of you who were in West and Central Africa, you may have used this. This airline was established under a joint setup with non-governmental investors, particularly banks. It is based in Lomé, Togo. It has become another successful airline in Africa. During the last 2 years, it made a record profit. And it is growing, every year adding airplanes, expanding its network. Today, they have 15 aircraft, and they fly to 27 cities in Western Central Africa. We always mention this as an exemplary model for developing airlines in Africa under a joint venture. We have a similar airline in Malawi, Lilongwe, again, it has been making money during the last 2 years, even though at a lower scale, but it is now expanding. And the third one is in Zambia. It's just a new start. In collaboration with the Zambian government, we have set up a baby airline. Before a few years, prior to COVID, we had set up an airline in Mozambique, as you mentioned, but we were not successful there for different reasons. Number one, the country was hit by flood, which was followed by conflict in the northern part of the country. These two factors combined together made continuity of the airline non-feasible, so we stopped that. In the future, we'll look at it again, we'll do due diligence again.
Peter Forbes from Alan Stratford and Associates. Thank you very much for a very interesting talk, and I think Ethiopia is to be congratulated for, as you say, seizing the opportunities available in Africa. My question is about the new airport in Addis. This is now, was first announced about 9 years ago, but nothing's actually happened. I just want to, you know, where's the funding going to come from? And, you know, will it ever happen?
Thank you. I can explain that. Bole Airport, the national airport in Addis Ababa, has been expanded during the last few years. We expanded the terminal. We expanded the apron because the airport was not ready to support our growth. So, Ethiopian Airlines invested a lot in the airport area, and still under expansion. By June of next year, the expansion will be completed. And when it is completed, it will have a maximum capacity of handling 25 million passengers. Last year, when I say last year, our fiscal year ends in June of each year, we carried 13.9 million passengers. For the current fiscal year, we have planned to carry 18 million passengers. With this pace, we will reach 25 million passengers per year in the coming few years. And there is no space for further expansion of the airport. We are going to be talked. So we decided on the need for a new airport, because the current airport is at the center of the city. So we identified the place about 38 kilometers south of Addis Ababa. The location is decided, but the issue was on the compensation, because farmers are using the land for agricultural products. During the last 2 years, the pace of this discussion was very slow, but now we have reached understanding to move it forward. And tomorrow afternoon, I have a meeting with the government authorities to discuss on the outcome of a study initiated recently on a resettlement plan for the family. Once we secure the land, the plan is to engage a construction company who will bring the financing as well to do full design, construct and finance the airport. The new airport will have a capacity of 100 million passengers per year, 4 times the capacity of the current airport. It is estimated that it will cost up to between five and six billion dollars, and Ethiopian Airlines is ready to support this airport expansion. So the construction will be on loan basis, and several construction companies have expressed interest to participate in this construction by bringing financing institutions. I hope did I answer your question?
Thank you for a very informative presentation. It's easy to see Ethiopia being a good connect airline to Africa. How can you compete with Emirates and some of the Middle Eastern carriers who have massive marketing budgets that dwarf what you can do to other parts of the world?
A very good question. You are absolutely right. The Middle East carriers have more power, more muscle to compete. But, you know, we have been competing with them during the last several years. And we have managed to effectively compete with them. When it comes to aircraft, we operate the same models of airplanes that they operate. Our fleet is composed of the Airbus A350, the Boeing 787, the latest technology commercial airplanes from the two global manufacturers. Then, it's a matter of customer service, product, operational excellence that matters to effectively win the competition. That is how we look at it. And definitely, competition has been there. It will continue to be a critical success factor. So, our belief is that we can still compete and win with Middle East or European carriers. All what it needs the right things. We have to enhance our operational excellence and reduce our operating costs. We have to enhance our customer service. And the people, our employees, are our most critical assets. With our people, we have every confidence that we can still compete and win.
Thank you very much for coming. It's a big effort for you to come here. I know the club was really excited. This is probably the biggest turnout of the year. Most people come to visit you than anyone else. So thank you very much. And on behalf of the club, I'd like to just give you a little gift to take back with you.